Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since she was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today, on the feast of the birthday of Our Lady, it's easy for us to imagine the great joy of Joachim and Anna after many years of waiting for a child, as they finally held that little girl in their arms. But I think it's even more important for us to ponder the joy of God, in a particular way, the joy of Jesus, the eternal Word, as he looked from heaven at the birth of the one who 14, 15 years later would give birth to him in the gospel that we have just heard. What an extraordinary joy it would have been for God in looking at this event. In today's first reading, St. Paul describes for us the purpose of Mary's birth and the purpose of our own. Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Mary's birth was in conformity with the eventual birth of Jesus. Mary's whole life was conformed to that life. Her fiat would train him in his own. Her intercession in Cana would precipitate his first miracle. Her pierced heart would be the foretelling of his own lanced heart. Mary's whole life was conformed to her son. And when we begin to look at her life through that conformity, it takes on not only far greater meaning in our Marian piety, but also helps us to see that in our birth, that in our life, that in our sufferings, that in our death and in the afterlife, we too are called to be conformed to that same Son. How does this happen? One of the greatest ways, and perhaps the best way for us to mark this feast day, is through renewing our consecration to Mary. Her whole work in our life is to try to help us through her prayers, through her example, through her intercession, to conform ourselves to her Son, to become ever more like him. Her life was a dual confirmation in which two forms started to become together, in which they were to become one, at least in external behaviors and a desire to do God's will in so many other ways. Mary similarly wants us to conform our life to the mystery of her Son. And the greatest means by which she does it is when we totally entrust ourselves to her, which is what Marian consecration is all about. She wants to help us in the smallest details of our life, to not only turn with her Son, which is what conversion means, but to lead us to holiness, the perfection of charity, of love toward God and love toward others in those very acts, so that we, like St. Paul, might say, it's no longer even I who are living or acting or choosing or singing or cooking or whatever, but I'm doing this in tandem with the one who out of love has yoked himself to me. Today, as we come forward on our feast, giving her Son thanks for the gift of her birth and the gift of her spiritual maternity for each of us, let us ask him for the grace so to conform ourselves to her, that she will help us conform ourselves to him, the fruit of her womb, whom we are about to receive with an amen that is meant to echo her fiat. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.